Welcome once again to another episode of SLMA Radio, brought to behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. As always, we're privileged to have with us the executive director, the founder of the SLMA, wearing his Reagan cowboy hat, Jim Obermeyer.
Good morning, partner.
First time ever we have an in-studio guest. You're up in, I don't know, on the Canadian border, ready to run at the first sight of trouble here, but you've got an in-studio guest. Where are you? You're up in the Northwest wearing your goofy hat here.
I'm in the Northwest wearing my Southern California Ronald Reagan hat. I'm 2 miles from the Canadian border. We've got more farmers in this town than white-collar workers. I've got a carry permit, and I'm 2 miles from the Canadian border, and life's good.
Life is good. Okay. All right. Well, you know, we're just stuck down here in Southern California in a dreary, overcast day today here.
That's the way it is. I lived down there for 30 years, not too far from where our guest is today. This is Jim Obermeyer, and I am talking to Paul Roberts, our announcer for All Things in the Funnel radio program and channel. Our subject today is pipeline ownership in question. We're going to hear from Jen Spencer. I ran into Jen because she has been nominated as one of the 20 women to watch in sales lead management and business by the Sales Lead Management Association. We start chatting, and before you know it, here she is today, and she's in the studio today. Hello, Jen. Wave to all of our listeners, please. There we go. All right. Excellent. Now, some say it's starting to get confusing as marketing assumes an ever-increasing responsibility for parts of the pipeline. Sales, it seems, is relinquishing areas it wants help in or does want to deal with. In this episode with Jen Spencer, she's Vice President of SmartBug Media, we try to understand the changing nature of these two departments that serves the prospect that holds the purse strings. We've been interviewing Matt Hine, and we've been interviewing a lot of different people to this last month about this same subject, and believe it or not, the opinions change, and I think Jen has got a different opinion. She's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for SmartBug Media, not a small organization, I might add, an intelligent inbound marketing agency of experts in digital strategy, design, PR, and marketing automation. Over her career, Jen has built several demand generation and sales enablement programs from the ground up and has experience working with tech startups, publicly traded companies, bid market organizations, and not-for-profit space. And Jen, you look much too young to do all that, but I'll assume that that's all possible. Tell us very briefly about SmartBug Media when we get started so people can understand where you're coming from as you tackle this subject, is pipeline ownership in question.
Sure, I'd love to. It's awesome being here. This is so great. So SmartBug Media, we are an intelligent inbound marketing agency, and we are a HubSpot Diamond partner. So most of our clients are using HubSpot as a marketing automation and sales automation tool, and we're helping build a strategy to help them attract visitors and convert those visitors into leads and close those leads into new customers. So that's mostly what we do. Work a lot in the B2B space, quite a bit in technology, also in healthcare and med tech as well.
Well, what I was attracted to by when I looked at your PR releases to help me answer this question about the whole pipeline ownership issue is that SmartBug Media is one of the highest rated or the highest rated agency in the history of HubSpot's ecosystem. So that means a lot, and you boast the highest ROI documented from any HubSpot partner. So let's get in. I looked at a lot of charts in the last month or so from all kinds of consultants and all these pipeline charts, and the pipeline charts show each step of the whole sales and customer journey. And I started noticing that more recently, marketing is getting deeper and deeper into the pipeline, either in a shared or a total responsibility standpoint. From B to C, sometimes they go all the way down the pipeline and sales isn't even there. They take care of everything. In B2B, it seems like they're getting pretty deep into it. And I said to myself, do they really own the pipeline? Are they getting paid to own the pipeline? Now, you've got a lot of clients to support that big agency of yours. What do you think? Are you finding that these clients are owning the pipeline?
It's obviously a really great question. And I think from my background, my perspective, I've never performed in a marketing capacity where I wasn't also focused on pipeline. And that goes back, for me, that goes back to my roots in nonprofit, because when I worked for a nonprofit professional theater company, running marketing, if we didn't hit our goals, our ticket goals for sales, then we were at risk of people losing their jobs. And that sounds pretty severe, but it was the honest truth, right? So marketing and sales have always been very intertwined for me. Our clients at SmartBug, what makes a good fit for us is usually a marketing leader who's extremely revenue-driven, very revenue-focused, has a strong relationship with sales and the sales process and sales team. So those are the types of people that we work with. So to answer your question about what we're seeing in our clients, yes, we are seeing that our clients very much so are owning that pipeline, or they're an equal partner in that ownership. But that's also the type of client that we attract because of our approach.
And I can certainly see that because of HubSpot and their position in the marketplace. And I've been out to their offices and done reviews of their products, and they're very bright, very, very bright people. It's interesting, though, some marketing people would say, well, along with ownership is the implication of what? Responsibility. And the responsibility is more than just number of leads, and it's qualified leads, but it's also revenue. And yet the marketing person says, but I don't have responsibility for follow-up, and I'm not there when they sell. So why are you saying that I've got responsibility for revenue? What's your answer to that?
So I think first and foremost, the marketing leader in the organization that person's compensation should in some way, shape, or form be tied to revenue. So maybe you can't tie every single member of your team's comp to revenue, but at the very least, you're head of marketing. I think that's kind of a first step that an executive can take. Beyond that, it's recognizing some company-wide goals. So as a company, it doesn't matter if your goal is to generate 300 leads in the month, and you surpass that, you generate 400 leads of the month, and none of those leads ever convert into a sale, that's not healthy for that company. So it's the more you can expose success through, you know, in every part of the organization, and get your team to be focused on generating leads and creating visibility that's going to account for sales revenue, that's really what organizations need to be doing. Far too often, what we see in organizations that are dysfunctional is where marketing's responsible for some kind of KPI. They then are like tossing leads over a wall to sales and washing their hands of it. So that situation is extremely dysfunctional, and that's leadership's job to really repair that damage.
Has the advent of marketing automation, what has invited the salespeople deeper into the pipeline management, content management, marketing operations people? Suddenly, some of the marketing departments are starting to equal the sales department.
It's definitely part of it. And I think the other piece that's changed is just the customer's buying behavior in our buyer journey and what our expectations are as consumers, regardless of whether we're buying a product for ourselves or on behalf of our company. So, and we have an expectation now, for example, like let's say I go online and I make a purchase online, and then that very same day I'm getting an email or someone from sales of that company is reaching out and they don't seem to recognize that I made a purchase, that I'm already a customer of theirs. That's going to really irritate me as a consumer. So because we know that companies have access to so much information, we get upset when the organization doesn't actually use it. So that's part of what's happening, where marketing and sales is becoming more intertwined. The other piece of it is, as a marketer, you have to be thinking about how you're supporting that consumer, that prospect, that future customer throughout his or her journey. And that's going to mean collaborating very, very closely with sales to make sure there's a very smooth transition for when someone passes the hands of marketing and goes over into a salesperson's world.
We interviewed someone the other day on this subject, and the sales manager said, the reality is the customer owns the pipeline.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's 100% true. 100% true.
Which is really interesting. Now, we interviewed someone else who's got a show here, Pipeline Radio, and he said, it's straight down the middle. Marketing goes all the way through to the end of the pipeline, and we co-own the pipeline all the way down, mainly because of the aggressiveness of marketing to get involved with the content delivery and the telemarketing. A quick side question. Are you finding inbound calls going up from programs that you manage for companies, or are they down, companies calls going into the company?
So it definitely depends on the industry, right? So some organizations, they're going to be more like inbound call centric. And so in those cases, yes, we're seeing those go up. Just really depends on that buyer persona, how that person wants to engage. And we definitely have clients that are way more likely to click and call, whether from their mobile device or on their computer, rather than fill out a form or even engage in live chat online.
I was giving a speech to the business marketing group maybe 15 years ago, which is eons ago. And I was at a big hotel up in San Francisco, and there were 200 people in the room. And I said, how many of you know you communications managers essentially and specialists and everything? And I said, how many of you know the quotas for the salespeople? Please raise your hand. And about two or three people raised their hands in the room. Mm-hmm. I asked that a couple of weeks ago at the exhibitor group. We were giving some workshops, Victor Kepes and Matt Hill, and we were giving workshops for the trade show exhibitors. And here they are trade show people, some of them directors of marketing, and about 30-40% of them raised their hands. So my question to you is, and we've only got a minute or so, and we've got to go to a break, and then we can carry over from the break, but isn't it essential for the marketing people to understand the quotas for the salespeople, right down to the territory, in order to create sufficient demand so they can make quota?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you have to work backwards. So what is the goal that we need to hit as an organization, that revenue goal? How many opportunities does the sales team need to have to be able to hit that number? How many leads need to be created to provide those opportunities? Back to how much traffic your site needs to get. It's all connected.
So you do this with your clients, right?
Absolutely. Work backwards with the revenue goal at the beginning.
Yeah, as a consultant for many companies through the years, I learned early on as a sales consultant that I had to have control over marketing in order to make an impact. So I stopped taking any assignments where I was only the sales manager and not also had control over marketing. We've been speaking with Jen Spencer. She's a vice president of sales and marketing for SmartBug Media. And she's answering the question, is pipeline ownership in question? Jen, when we come back, do you have any instances of clients that you'd like to relate to us about how this has worked out for them?
Oh, sure, definitely.
Excellent. Yeah. None of our programs are scripted, so you actually smiled, because, see, I can see her today. You actually smiled when I answered the question. Sometimes people get this panicky looking in their face. Drink that water, Jen. We'll be right back. All over to you.
All right, let's start by reminding what we do every week, that if your organization's success is driven by B2B sales, there is a book for you. Yeah, there really is. It's called Predictable Prospecting by best-selling author Mary Lou Tyler. In it, she shows you how to rapidly add qualified opportunities to your sales pipeline, ensuring consistent and, here's the word you're looking for, predictable revenue growth. Get started right away, turning your business into a sales machine. You can download a free sample chapter and learn more at MaryLouTyler.com. Just like it sounds, MaryLouTyler. MaryLouTyler.com. Predictable prospecting. All right, and we just want to remind you about our guest's offering. If you want to learn more about SmartBug, it really is more than a digital marketing agency. It's an intelligent inbound marketing agency. No, that's not a contradiction in terms. Intelligent inbound marketing agency. They help you with strategy, design, web development, public relations, and marketing automation experts. For 10 years, SmartBug Media has been helping businesses increase sales leads, close more deals, and enhance the reach of their brands. SmartBug Media also boasts the highest ROI documented from any HubSpot partner. Reach out and learn more if any of that sounds like something you need, and we all do. SmartBugMedia.com, or give them a call right here in Orange County, 949-236-6448. SmartBug Media. All right, last but not least, we always want to point out that Zuant is a new generation of mobile lead capture systems. It's one you can use at every trade show, every event, and even every day when you're on the road to present and send videos and literature to your customers right then on the spot. Looks great, eliminates the need for manually entering leads later. Pretty smart. You could be too if you simply check out Zuant. Zuant.com. Zuant.com. All right, Jim's trying to crack me up. He's wearing a hat, making funny faces here. So I'll do the same when he's interviewing here.
You're going to have to do it with Jen. You don't have to do it with me. She's the one that's going to be speaking for some. Pull that ukulele off the wall. Play it for her a few tunes for her.
Yes, exactly. Have you got your OC Talk Radio mug with you there? Have you got your on-air mug? All right. We may have to give Jen one here today here too when she leaves.
On-air mug. I've dropped it a few times. It's cracked. It needs some help. It needs a replacement.
Okay, come on down. We'll give you one anytime.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to get back with Jen Spencer. She's the vice president over at SmartBug Media. She's been nominated as one of the 20 women to watch in business this year on SLMA. We're going to be announcing the results tomorrow. And she's been answering the question, is pipeline ownership in question? And she came back and she talked about that marketing and sales always have to be intertwined and working together. It is necessary for the marketing department to understand the quotas of the salespeople. And marketing and sales need that strong relationship and to be partners in this overall effort. And marketing, at least the senior marketing people, should probably be compensated for producing revenue in the company. Now, when I asked Jen to come back here for a few minutes, I said, do you have some thoughts and stories about how it's worked from your agency perspective, which is the best way to really figure out, are these marketing people really taking ownership over this pipeline? So, Jen, the microphone is yours.
Well, I'm going to cheat a little bit. I hope that's okay. But I don't know if you know this, but I actually used to be a client of SmartBugs. So actually twice, two different software companies. So the most recent time, it was for a software startup. And I was responsible for sales and marketing. And I joke about this, but it was the real truth, is I sold by day and I marketed by night until we had raised a little bit of money and I was able to hire SmartBug to help take over the marketing efforts. But going through that practice, first of all, I learned quite a bit about what made a good lead and what our buyer personas really needed to look like and how they interacted with us during the sales process. So I would encourage, first of all, anybody in marketing to sit in on sales calls or listen to call recordings, because you learn so much about these personas that you're actually trying to attract. But from a how do we, you know, fix a sort of a pipeline, a funnel clog kind of situation, one of the things that we discovered was we were attracting a lot of leads at the top of the funnel, which was great. But we were definitely challenged, especially being a new company, an early stage startup. We were challenged, right, you know, to actually converting those into significant opportunities. And what we were able to assess is that we were missing some mid-funnel content that was really focused during the consideration stage of the buyer journey. So we had awareness stage content, we had decision stage content, we were missing that middle part consideration. And we were able to assess that from a marketing perspective based off of also feedback we got from the sales process. And so what we did is we were able to craft consideration stage content and campaigns that would help support the buying journey, and that ultimately unclogged the funnel and really improved our conversion rate of lead to opportunity and opportunity to close.
And you were able to measure the revenue from that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, we were able to see the change in deal velocity, and to see we were actually able to cut the deal velocity in half. So deals were closing a lot faster, which also has revenue implications as well, because then the sales team isn't working deals for longer. They're able to move on to the next.
And what was the marketing automation system? Do you mind me asking?
Oh, we were using HubSpot.
You were using HubSpot. What yep. CRM system did you use?
HubSpot.
Oh, all the way down the line. Okay.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, we're all in on HubSpot.
That is great. Now, how did the company president and how did the sales manager? Well, you said you were the sales manager by day and the marketing manager by night.
Yeah.
When it comes to other organizations you serve, how do the sales managers take this encroachment of the marketing people and marketing programs on their traditional ownership of the pipeline? Are they open-minded? Are they closed-minded?
Well, first of all, what we recommend is that they're involved at the beginning of the strategy. So no sales leader wants a marketing person, marketing leader, to come in to his or her office or space and say, hey, I have suggestions for how we can improve sales velocity or improve pipeline. Okay, that's not going to be a good approach. But at the beginning, when you're crafting your initial strategy or you're having a big kind of kickoff for the year, involving the sales team in that is going to be extremely important. And so that's what the first thing that we do. We don't just engage as an agency. We don't just engage with marketing. We're also bringing sales and sales leadership in on the conversation. And in a lot of cases, we're talking to actual sales reps. In addition, we talk to the customers too. But we want to understand from a sales perspective, in their opinion, what makes a good lead? What are the challenges that that their customers are facing during that process? So being, you know, trying to build that teamwork and that partnership, that's important from the beginning. You can't come in at the end. It will not go well.
So does marketing own the pipeline?
Listen, everybody in an organization, regardless of whether you are in product development, customer success, your executive leadership, marketing or sales, everybody in the company owns a piece of the pipeline. Absolutely, without a doubt. Because without that pipeline, you have no company. So I think every marketing leader, every person in marketing should think of him or herself as being a pipeline owner. But I think that's the same for sales. So I don't know if I'm cheating answering your question, but
no,
I think everyone owns the pipeline.
I don't think you are, because not everybody in every company feels that they own the pipeline. They think it's always on one side and certainly not the other. Now, does SmartBug Media also service companies that have other marketing automation and CRM systems?
Yes, we do. We do. I mean, our focus is on intelligent inbound and using data and research to build strategies to generate leads for organizations and nurture those leads to becoming opportunities and customers. And we are, you know, the majority of our clients are on HubSpot, but we have some other clients who want to use our inbound strategy and expertise, and they're on other systems, and we are happy to work with them.
Any special clients or industries that you service?
Large number of our clients are in the B2B technology space, also in healthcare and senior living and professional services.
So I see some biotech up here, construction, distribution, logistics, etc. So very interesting. Jen, I think you've answered our question today. Jen is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing over at Agency, sitting in Irvine, California, but I'm sure you take clients worldwide, don't you?
Mostly in North America, actually, so in the U.S. and Canada.
Excellent. I believe you answered the pipeline question. Is pipeline ownership in question. I think Jen pretty well nailed it and said that it is an in question. It's a shared responsibility between sales and marketing, and she gave us a good roadmap, so to speak, on how to do it. Jen, thank you very much. We appreciate you joining us today. We look forward to you coming back and occasionally spending some time with us on SLMA Radio.
Thank you. It's been wonderful. I'm looking forward to the ukulele performance as well.
Yeah, he's quite good at it. Paul, over to you.
You've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio. Hey, maybe I'll play my ukulele at the end here one time. The only show that takes a look at Sales Lead Management Association topics. It has to do with sales lead management or marketing. It probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show, part of the ever-growing list of programs on the Funnel Radio Network for at-work listeners like you.